Steve, always a pleasure, and it's just great that they're playing football. I'm so happy because a month and a half ago, we weren't sure this was going to happen.
Exactly, and I'm still playing the waiting game. I still got 2.5 more weeks before I get going. Okay, so I want to ask, the Steelers have gone through three. As you've watched them, observed them, and then announced them, you know, what have you thought about the level of play of what you're seeing from the Steelers so far?
I see Ben gradually shaking the rust. You know, it takes a while, even for a veteran and a veteran of his talents. And I see a defense that's fast, relentless. I see a running back by committee that's developing nicely. And I see, you know, Ben with weapons in the red zone. You know, we got Eric Ebron all of a sudden, you know, emerges this last game. And I see David DeCastro back. Oh, that's got to be good. So I see, you know, that arrow's got to be upward, and it's too bad they couldn't have met the Titans. But, you know, the schedule maker is, you know, going to change everything around. And the only thing is, personally, Steve, I was looking at only the third time since I've been doing both that I would have both teams on the same weekend bye. Halloween weekend. But now, because of COVID, that's going to change.
Right, exactly. And I'm going to get to Pitt here in a few moments. But defensively, I think when the Niners looked at their defense when they had Nick Bosa, they went, wow, we've got a great pass rusher. Of course, he's since been hurt. When you look at the Rams, whoa, they got Aaron Donald, whom you know so well. Incredible up the middle. Bill, when you look at the Steelers, they got Cam Hayward in the middle. They have Bud Dupree on one side, which anybody would love to have, and T.J. Watt on the other side. When you look at a team that can come at you from all angles like the Steelers' defense, what does that mean to changing the tone of a game because you can do that?
Yeah, it's, you know, pick your poison. Are you going to overload to one side and worry about Bud Dupree? Are you going to worry about Cam Hayward and let Stephon Tuitt loose? You know, they've got many ways to beat you. And I just see that secondary, you know, coming together. I think Minka Fitzpatrick, and, you know, there are people saying, well, where's Minka? Well, you know, give him time. He's in his second year, and, you know, I mean, he's kind of like a glue man there. So I just see this team being able to dominate teams that don't play well.
And so far they've been able to do that, and it's an Eagles offensive line that has struggled, and we'll get to that in a moment. Talk about Ben working out the rust. What have the wide receivers meant to helping him work out the rust?
No question. You know, Juju's the go-to guy, but Deontay Johnson, he's just showing the great ability to make the right decision when he gets some open space. He did a punt return, I believe it was the last game. It was called back because of a block in the back. But you just watch him go down the field and you say, why did he decide to go left? Why did he decide to go right? You know, I mean, he's just got that great vision. And we get him back this week, which is good. And Chase Claypool is just a weapon. You know, that one, you know, slip screen to the left in the last game, you're just trying to, you know, do the four-minute drill and run the clock out. And all of a sudden, he knocks over the defensive back and just goes right down the sideline and almost scored. He's, you know, he's definitely a weapon. And what I like about him is his attitude. He not only relishes special teams, he excels on it. So it's looking positive, and they just need some good luck with injuries.
Ben Roethlisberger, and you and I both know Ben is not shy about expressing his opinion. He said, look, he said, we kind of got the short end of the stick on this thing with the schedule. I understand that. But then there's Mike Tomlin when they said, hey, you have to play 13 straight weeks. And he said, who cares? That's what we got to do. How important is it in your experience, Bill, that you have a guy like Mike Tomlin that just has the ability to at least publicly roll with the punches and not make a big deal out of everything?
Yeah, I just like his approach. And when people say, well, what about you're playing in a windy city this weekend? And he goes, well, the other team has to play in it too. Yeah. You know, Mike's only concerned about it being fair, that that field isn't tilted one way or the other. And, you know, he's always preached that, and I think that's the Steelers' way. you know, next man up. The standard is the standard. They sound like coach speak, and I guess to a degree they are, but they mean something. You know, if somebody gets hurt, somebody else has to step up and play better.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting you call it coach speak. You and I both know it's real speak because that is what has to happen. I mean, the next guy has to step up.
Yeah, you can only play one at a time. That's coach speak, but it's the truth. You can't win three in a row. You can't win three in a row unless you win the first one.
Yeah, you're not sitting there preparing for the Browns game. You're preparing for the Eagles game because you had to prepare one at a time.
You know, and the shame of it was just the way things came down, that the Steelers prepared for the Titans and didn't prepare for a bye week, then bang, suddenly they got a bye week. Well, you know, I like Tomlin's attitude. We'll deal with it, and that's what you have to do. Yeah, is it fair? No. But life isn't fair, and life is what you make it.
Yeah. The Eagles are 1-2-1. When you've had a chance to see them on tape, what have you thought about their 1-2-1?
They've got talent. They've had an unbelievable rash of injuries to the wideout area, to up front. But I see Carson Wentz getting better and getting his sea legs. And for opposition, that's not good news because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, the Steelers are going to have to play well, no question.
I have to ask you about Pitt. Got off to a great start, then the NC State game. And I don't want to take anything away from NC State, not in the least. I mean, they sometimes a guy does a lot of things to win a game. What have you thought about what Pat Narduzzi's been able to accomplish so far with this team?
Well, he's finally got his defense. You know, they're fast. They fly to the ball. He's fixed the secondary, which last year and the year before, there were some suspicions. And, I just see, and unfortunately against NC State, they didn't run the ball well enough. And that starts up front. You still have to knock people off the ball and get yards when you need it. And when they had that goal line thing with first and goal and didn't score four times, I even heard Pat say at the news conference, well, maybe I should have kicked a field goal like I did against Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the NC State game, yes, you tip your hat to Leary, the quarterback, and to Dave Doran for a great game plan, the short passing. Our pass rush never got to him. But you look, the Panthers have to look at both feet and see the bullet holes. I mean, they shot themselves. Penalties, pre-snap, offside, it was frustrating. It was frustrating.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when you sit there and you know on paper, but even on tape, you know you have the better team, and that's what frustrates you. And Pitt probably, with all due respect to NC State, Pitt probably is the better team between them. What's the next step for them along the way for Pitt football? And especially in this 1-15 range?
Yeah, they just have to be consistent. They have to be better in the red zone, and that's been a frustration. Now, I know Kessman missed his first three field goals of the year, but he's made his last six. So I don't think that's anything you have to worry about fixing. The punter has done a really good job. Special teams, they've covered well. But they just have to be more consistent on both sides of the ball. And I think it'll happen. We'll see. This will be a tough one this week because it's the first time they're on the road.
Right.
Phil Jurkovec is one of the best quarterbacks in college football. I think, last week, did he throw the ball 56 times?
Yeah.
So you got to get ready for that element. And I think BC's a little bit better defensively than what they've been able to show. But this will be a tough one for them, although the Panthers are favored. Well, guess what? They were favored last week by two touchdowns. Throw that stuff out the window. You still have to, when they kick the ball off, play and play hard.
And one final question that deals with Kenny Pickett. The first time I saw him play was in what I think it was that Miami game a couple of years ago, and I thought, wow, Pitt has themselves a quarterback. And I told everybody up here, Pitt has themselves a quarterback. What have you seen in Kenny Pickett's development?
Well, I see a senior who's making good decisions now. He didn't make a couple of good decisions against NC State. Wanted to take things into his own hands instead of staying within the team concept. On that first and goal at the one, he made a bad play. He got a negative play.
Yeah.
And that's where you can least afford a negative play. But I see, for the most part, making good decisions. Unfortunately, against NC State, he was your best running threat. You got to be able to run the ball better. But, you know, he's the whole package. And, you know, I just see him getting better and better as his senior year progresses.
Well, you mentioned good decisions. One of our better decisions was having you on today. Bill, always a pleasure. Great respect for everything, both personally and professionally.
Thank you, Steve, and likewise, and let's do it again during the season, once your season starts.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Bill. Have a great one this weekend.
All right. Thank you. Take care.